The winter snowstorm has been interesting this year. I mean, we have had snow before, but this one was one of the massive ones. I remember last week on Wednesday, it wasn't that much, but the roads were not yet treated, and I was coming from work. And the cars were skidding. There were so many accidents everywhere. And I remember also driving, just scraping on my steering wheel at a very slow speed because it was kind of dangerous. And then the snow came on Friday all the way up to Sunday, and there were piles and heaps and piles everywhere. That has grounded so much, into halt. Up to now, schools are not yet opened, and children are not yet at school. And we're not yet sure when we're going to open.
When you make some reflections about some of these issues, you know, does it remind you of Zimbabwe in any way?
Yes. Although in Zimbabwe, of course, we didn't have snow, but one thing that I remembered is shoveling snow. And I've been doing that, it was especially on Sunday and Monday. And growing up back home in Cholocho, we used to shovel car manure from the crawl into the fields. And so it reminded me of that experience. And, you know, it was so interesting, looking back, a bit of a nostalgia, missing home, but also realizing that different skills can be transferred from one environment into the other.
Mm, and we know that some Zimbabweans are concerned about your safety.
Obviously, it's true people are concerned about our safety. One, firstly, because it's colder than, you know, what we used to experience home. And secondly, people now get to realize that when there is snow, the roads are very, very slippery. So both cars and even just walking as a person is a bit dangerous. So obviously, I would like to say when we venture out there, we have to make sure that we're dressed. You put on a shoe that kind of has some grip that can, provide you some support and balance, as opposed to slippers and other, type of shoes which have less slippery. So I would assure people that we're trying our best to make sure that we're safe. We're trying to keep warm by, dressing in layers and layers. And also, where possible, just avoiding to go outside for no particular reason.